Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How is everybody? This is Fire Moss Spirit Warrior. I must be having some kind of Blog Talk Radio telethon. For me, it's almost been every day. Is Christianity going out of style in America? I'm going to read an article from the Pew Statistics or Reports, but we'll figure that out. I didn't want to click over, God forbid, you know, mess up the computer somehow. And it's America's Changing Religious. Let's see what this is. I have a half hour today, but I don't think I'll go that long. And boy, I'm really sorry about last night. Yesterday, I started cooking dinner and just, like, left the show on. It was for 41 minutes. 41 minutes. I forgot. Anyhow, America's Changing Religious Landscape. Christians decline sharply as share of population, unaffiliated and other faiths continue to grow. Now, I don't understand share of population because as I was reading this, I was reading things like 1%. I don't even know if I heard 2% drop. But they're saying that if every year since like 2007, that's almost 10 years, 1% each year is dramatic. But it would probably help if I knew what 1% really meant. How many are they calling 1%? I don't know if I can handle hearing myself read again. And then I try to say things like, you know, people are stuck in a traffic jam or traveling. Maybe they enjoy listening to Blog Talk Radio. So if I'm like acting like I don't enjoy it, then it wouldn't be very much fun. Maybe they don't want to read something they'd like to be read to. I don't know. So I'll start reading and see how it goes, because I'm going to have to then get up and get water in the middle of the reading. I'll take a break. I'll try that. The Christian share of the U.S. population is declining while the number of U.S. adults who do not identify with an organized religion is growing, according to an extensive new survey by the Pew Research Center. There we go. Pew Research Center. It's not Pew Statistics or Pew Reports. Moreover, these changes are taking place across the religious landscape, affecting all regions of the country and many demographic groups. Now, from what I can see here, they've put it between Christians, evangelical Protestants, and there's unaffiliated. Did I say Catholics first? Mainline Protestant, non-Christian faith. Right now I'm reading a kind of a small diagram. And when they show it, like the decline, you know, I don't know if like it's what's happened to us. Like, we don't want to be affiliated with a denomination per se. We don't want to have to become a member. The last I read in the Bible, it wasn't a requirement to be a member of denomination or church. You can go, you know, but just sheer attendance would prove if that's where you went. The Pew Research Center. Moreover, these changes are taking place across the religious landscape, affecting all regions of the country and many demographic groups. While the drop in Christian affiliation is particularly pronounced among young adults, it is occurring among Americans of all ages. Same trends are seen among whites, blacks, and Latinos, among both college graduates and adults with only a high school education, and among women as well as men. To be sure, the United States remains home to more Christians than any other country in the world, and a large majority of Americans, roughly 7 in 10, continue to identify with some branch of the Christian faith. But the major new survey of more than 35,000 Americans by the Pew Research Center finds the percentage of adults, age 18 and older, who describe themselves as Christians has dropped by nearly 8 percentage points in just 7 years, from 78.4% in an equally massive Pew Research survey in 2007 to 70.6% in 2014. Over the same period, the percentage of Americans who are religiously unaffiliated, describing themselves as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular, has jumped more than 6 points from 16.1%, 22.8%, and the share of Americans who identify with non-Christian faiths also has inched up, rising 1.2 percentage points from 4.7% in 2007 to 5.9% in 2014. Growth has been especially great among Muslims, Hindus, albeit from very low base. So the population count is of a smaller mass, I guess that's what that means. The drop in the Christian share of the population has been driven mainly by declines among mainline Protestants and Catholics. Each of those large religious traditions has shrunk by approximately 3 percentage points per since 2007. The evangelical Protestant share of the U.S. population also has dipped, but at a slower rate, falling by about 1 percentage point since 2007. Even as their numbers decline, American Christians, like the U.S. population as a whole, are becoming more racially and ethnically diverse. Non-Hispanic white now account for smaller shares of evangelical Protestants, mainline Protestants and Catholics than they did 7 years earlier, while Hispanics have grown as a share of all three religious groups. Racial and ethnic minorities now make up 41% of Catholics, up from 35% in 2007. 24% of evangelical Protestants, up from 19%, and 14% of mainline Protestants, up from 9%. Religious intermarriage also appears to be on the rise. Well, I think that's just getting into other. I don't know, I'm pretty bored. We'll read factors behind the changes in America's religious identification. I went down about half this article. It's ginormous. One of the most important factors in the declining share of Christians and the growth of the nones, you know, is not identifying with a group, is generational replacement. As the millennial generation enters adulthood, its members display much lower levels of religious. Is everything all right? A little accident in the background there. Everything's all right, though. Everything's under control. As a millennial generation enters adulthood, its members display much lower levels of religious affiliation, including less connection with Christian churches than older generations. Fully 36% of young millennials, those between the ages of 18 and 24, are religiously unaffiliated, as are 34% of older millennials ages 25 to 33. I don't even, like, belong on here or something. They won't even talk about my group. Where am I? And fewer than 6 in 10 millennials identify with any branch of Christianity, compared with 7 in 10 or more among older generations, including baby boomers and Generation Xers, to 16% of millennials are Catholic, and only 11% identify with mainline Protestantism. Roughly 1 in 5 are evangelical Protestants. See what else is here. Wow. This is definitely over my head for today. But if you'd like more information, you can go to www.pewforums.org. I mean, that in itself, pew, have you ever sat in a pew? I might explain why I was reading and it was terribly boring. I'm tired right now. Like, I feel like I have to take a nap. Just from reading it, it's like sitting in a pew at the church. We're going to play Lock Dot, maybe wake ourselves up a little bit.
Locked
all right,
up in
everyone,
a
have a great day.
Nothing else. Knocked up in a hole of nothingness. Knocked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. Knocked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from my loneliness. Stabbing up.
Christianity going out of style in America. Well, I didn't read enough of the Pew Research place to find out. I think people just aren't probably going to church anymore. There's a lot of reasons. Money. The churches always want a lot of money because they built too big of a church. Are they so small and backwards that they don't allow certain things still that are really, really out of style? And it's just not, it doesn't fit into the demand of time on American society. Maybe people get sick of the same songs. I think God does. To a certain degree or another. Same ones we've been hearing for 30 years. Same ones. Over and over and over again. I don't know if it's dying. Or going out of style. Well, I hope everyone has a beautiful day. And c'est la vie.